is the moment you've all been waiting for. Out of Liverpool, England.
It was super necessary.
God, Eric, my God!
Unbelievable!
Other than wow.
Hiya.
Hi, okay.
You okay?
You're right.
Yeah, all good. Thanks. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you taking the time out.
Yeah, no worries.
So we are live, aren't we? Everyone's
we are indeed.
Good to go. Yeah, let's get started.
You want to kick us off?
Go for it. So to start then, obviously, you've been in the gym, I think, since you were like 3 years old. For you, what was it like growing up in the gym and having your family as your role models to look up to?
I mean, I definitely didn't appreciate it when you're younger. You know, you're just going to the gym after school. It's just normal. But I look back now and it was like, you know, me and my sister was doing so much for the gym. We were so involved. Like, we would help with the kids' classes, even like the adults' classes. We would still go around and try and correct everyone. We was even working like behind the till, making coffees, like handing drinks over, taking money. And like age like 10, we was doing that. So it was good to be around, like being around so many adults involved in Thai boxing. And our heads were older than they should have been probably, but you know, it gave a lot of confidence growing up. And you know, to be around them teaching and also my mum training, my dad coaching, we kind of, you know, our brains were like a sponge, so I feel like it really helped.
Yeah.
You mentioned your mum there, you know, like you are a pillar for one's Muay Thai, especially in the UK at the moment. How much do you enjoy sort of being looked at as a role model for other females who might be looking to start in the sport?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, I think. I love it when I go on my Instagram and I get so many nice messages. And as soon as someone says I've inspired them, that's like, you know, that makes it all worth it. Like, you could be having a bad day at training and you just know you've brightened up someone else's day. And that is the power of social media. Like, back when my mum was fighting, she didn't have that so much because there was no Instagram and Facebook, and now, you know, I've come up and I've got the following. And I feel like it is important in sports, especially for females as well, in a male dominated sport. You know, it's really nice to be looked up to, and you wouldn't think that growing up, that's not like, you know, it's kind of like being a celebrity really, but yeah, it's nice.
Well, when did you sort of feel that sort of role of a role model? When did that sort of hit you? Like, well, I am sort of a pillar for people here.
I think the turning point in my career, as well as people starting to notice me, I fought for the WBC national title, and one of my training videos just went viral. It was only like taken on a phone, and you know, it wasn't planned to go viral, but I just woke up one morning and had like 12,000 more followers. I was like, what's going on? And I feel like that's when people started to notice me a bit more, and you know, then the nice comments, people started to follow my career, and it's just kind of went on from then. Obviously then one spotted me through my win on that fight, so yeah, that's where it kind of just all blew up, and within like a month or two it was my whole world changed.
Yeah. Was it sort of shocking for you? You know, as you say, like all of a sudden Everything just blew up. Was that quite a shock for you at that point?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, even getting the win, I was hyped off that. And then, you know, I wasn't so interested in social media. And it just, I literally, like I said, just looked at it one day. I was like, what's going on here? What's happened? But even now, like if one shares me or whatever, I wake up in the morning, I've just got thousands of messages and emails. It is nice, but yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's good to see.
It must be hard to keep up with all the messages. Like, you might need an assistant soon or something.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So sort of sticking with your mum just briefly, I know she was recently announced as one of the newest inductees into the WBC Muay Thai Hall of Fame. For you, is that something that you aspire for in your own careers, to sort of reach that point where you can be considered in like that Hall of Fame?
Yeah, definitely. I want to branch out as much as possible. And, you know, I'm not to where she was in her career yet. I've got more platforms just because Thai boxing's evolved. But I definitely, you know, where she is right now and where, you know, to me, my mum got the highest in her weight and she took on fights and even just her mindset. I feel like she should be an inspiration to everyone. That's what, you know, I look at her and I feel like I want to get to that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So your next fight then, you are fighting Martin Micheletto, and I apologise to her if I butchered the name. obviously, that's on June the 9th. She's another really good striker. What can people expect from yourself coming into that fight?
I feel like I'm so much more confident in this fight. You know, I want to go in, I want to push the pace, push her back. I have moved my whole life up for this before my fight camps, and I've been taken over from since I've moved up here with bad companies. So it's just I've had a great head start. Everything's falling into place so well. Up here, I've had more training than I've ever done. So I do strength and conditioning with Steve Campbell. I do boxing with Daryl. Obviously, Lisa and Richard. I'm in the gym. I'm every morning, every evening. I'm grinding away. So I feel like really deep down, this is going to be my best performance. And, you know, everyone says, oh, how do you feel fighting a southpaw? She's 8-time world champion. But that doesn't bother me. I know I've put the training in. Everything's on track. So I've got all the confidence in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I believe she's making a debut in one. Obviously, you've been in that situation yourself. Do you feel like you've got an advantage in that aspect?
Yeah, in some aspects of it. I mean, you can't get prepared for getting whacked in the face in front of gloves. It's a shock the first couple of times. Obviously, you can't spar for, like, in the little gloves. You're not going to be going all out like you are in a fight. And it's a big difference. But we'll see. We'll see.
Do you ever, like, have those sorts of pinch yourself moments? You know, the fact that you're in one of the biggest organisations in one championship doing what you love?
Yeah, I feel very blessed. And, you know, the organisation, they just treat you so well. One championship put you in, like, the best hotels. They're so organised. Just the way they look after their fighters. You know, I've been fighting around the UK and there's not many shows when I was growing up which do that. You kind of jump on the scales, right, get into fight. And, you know, these guys are checking up on you, even making schedules and, like I think Liam said before, they do treat you like superstars, and that's right. It's from the moment you land, it's like amazing. It's great. And to be in a foreign country and fighting, that's great in itself.
Yeah, definitely. Just wanted, we have got a few people watching currently, so if anyone does have any questions for Amber, please send them in and we will ask them. So you mentioned bad company there. You've been there since February, I believe. What prompted that move for you?
So with Bad Company, I have been visiting on and off for about 2 or 3 years now. So I normally had my own gym at home, Touch Gloves Gym in Cornwall. And my dad's my trainer, so Nathan Kitchen. Hi!
This is a regular thing, don't worry.
Is it? Oh. Yeah, so it was, you know, it's hard with the kind of coach and dad relationship sometimes. The training's perfect and everything. I think for both of us, he didn't want to see, like, his little girl getting hurt. I'm like, God's sake, Dad, stop pushing me so much. And it kind of got to that sort of point. So my dad said, why don't you try other gyms around the UK? Like, the only thing my dad wanted was for me to succeed. So he said, let's try other gyms for you. We sat down together, we wrote a list, and I was just going to do like a mini tour of the UK and try gyms. Bad Company was on my top of my list, so went there with him and literally just never done the rest of the list, just scrapped it as I'm staying here, which is great. So I on my last couple of fight camps, even through COVID, I had two fights lined up, which on the week of the fight got cancelled last minute for COVID reasons. But I always went to bad company like about 6 weeks before, or I think I started off doing just 2 weeks before, then the next camp I done four, next camp, whatever. And now it's just got to the point I was like, I'm just going to move. Like, you know, if there's so many guys at bad company who've got experience in the little gloves fighting on one championship, and it just makes sense. There's such a family there up there already. Like, Lisa and Richard are lovely. There's some really good sparring partners for me, my similar weight as well. So yeah, it definitely was the right move.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So my apologies there, I had to step away for a moment. happens a lot. Right. Do you know
where we're up to, or do you want me to?
I'm assuming you just finished speaking about bad company and the move there. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I did catch you mentioned 4 ounce gloves there, which leads us on to the next one. For you, what was it like putting those on for the first time, and how much different are those to like your boxing gloves?
Yeah, people think it's just the power that changes, but it's not. It's like the distance as well is crazy. Like in a glove, you got to imagine that it comes up to here. Little gloves is that little extra step and the timing, and sparring them in them was a nightmare to start, because you have to have your hands here rather than here, otherwise you knock your head. So here, there's always gaps, and you just got to be on it all the time, like any split second, and, you know, a punch is going to slip through, and you don't even need to hit necessarily hard. If you just get clipped, it's still going to hurt. So it's like a whole new game, really, because, you know, lots of the fighters are picking their shots a little bit better, and, you know, in a Thai boxing fight, you'd go for it a bit more. You've got the padding, and, you know, your guards are obviously more protective of your head. So yeah, it's a bit of a big change, but now I couldn't imagine going back to 8 ounce gloves. So it's just getting used to, you know, what you're practicing.
Yeah. It is a crazy the sort of excitement you get from putting those 4 ounce gloves on now.
Yeah.
So obviously in the sport that you're in, you're always going to have setbacks, whether it's in training or in fight itself. For you, what's the biggest or maybe best thing you can do to overcome those setbacks?
Yeah, I mean, I used to really struggle with anxiety bad as well, to the point like sometimes I wouldn't go in the gym because I couldn't be around people, or just loads of different aspects of it, especially when it comes to fighting. Just the whole day, you can imagine, was a nightmare for me. But afterwards, it's the best feeling ever. Like, I love the sport to bits, and that's what I was battling with. And lots of people get nerves, but my advice is to just, you have to put yourself in places where you're not comfortable. Otherwise, you're never going to overcome it. So you need to challenge yourself, just step out. And as hard as it is, you know, you've been training for 8 weeks solid, and this is what you want to do. You're not going to put yourself down for a fight if you're not 100% sure in your head. So I know it seems like before you walk out you're like, why am I doing this? But you just, once you step in there, once the bell goes and you're done, it's the best feeling ever.
To sort of kind of stick with that, a lot of the time a fighter is their own sort of biggest critique. Don't know if that's the case with you, but if that is the case, have you ever looked at a fight of your own and said, Noah, I actually did well in that fight?
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like when you come out of a fight, you have a completely different picture in your head than what actually happened. I mean, you're only seeing it from your eye view, your perspective. When you watch it with the cameras behind, you know, I feel like it always seems better than what it went in your head, especially if you have a loss, obviously you're like doubting yourself when you're walking out, like, oh God, I wonder if I'd done that. To me personally, when I get out of a fight, it happens so quick, I can't really remember what happened. Yeah. That's when I re-watch the video, I'm like, oh, actually I caught her there. And I feel like it's great now, everything is recorded. So you can use that as well and go back and improve. So it, like I said, it's all a useful thing. Like if you lose, then you know how to learn for your next one. So
yeah. Is that the case with you? Or are you your own biggest critique?
Yeah, I would say so. I used to be more so than now, because now I'm fighting one. Like, I'm not fighting just anybody, I'm fighting the best in the world. So if I just do a good performance, like, and I lose, like, I know I've lost recently, but I am fighting the best people and I am giving an entertaining fight. I'm still making it to the end. They're hardly making damage on me. So it's, to me, like, it, win or lose, I'm fighting, you know, people up here. So yeah, I just got to keep thinking of that. Obviously, like, you know, I'm all in, I want to go in for the win, but it's just, it's for sport, isn't it? You've got a winner, you've got a loser, and if you give the best in the ring, then what more can you do?
Yeah, definitely.
You mentioned there about fighting the best in the world and that you have, you know, you have lost recently. Do you find it more beneficial knowing that you might have lost, but you're going the distance with these world-class fighters, as opposed to you might go in and you know, knock someone out in the first round who might not be at the same level as you?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's no point in taking fights just for wins. I don't see how anyone would gain from that. You've got to challenge yourself, and in this sport, if you want to make it high up, you've got to challenge for high up people, and that's just the way it is. And just mentally going in against someone tougher than you, I personally love being an underdog, because it does take the pressure off. But I mean, you know, it's a sport. At the end of the day, if you want a good name, you go up against good names.
Yeah. So to go away from one for a moment, you were at the recent Hitman Fight League show.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you make of that show, and how big do you think it can become with the likes of Liam and Andy running it?
Yeah, it was amazing. I actually went there before it started and I stayed till the last fight. So it was a long day. It's like the amount of fights were on was crazy, but those, even the N-class fights were so exciting to watch. But, you know, for the first show as well, like, the crowd was amazing, the setup was amazing, everything ran smoothly, they're so organised. And to have, you know, Liam and Andy running it, you just know it's going to be next level. They're coming up with new ideas, they're getting the best fighters on, and yeah, I expect, you know, people are going to really follow this, and the next one seems amazing already. I've seen some of the lineup in Manchester, so it's on the same day as my fight, so I'm gutted, I can't be there.
Yeah, that's some crazy fight announcements for that, like.
Yeah.
You mentioned there really quickly about, you know, those shows being a very long day for you. So in case of when you're fighting, you know, if you go in the morning, do your medical and that, and you're there, say you're fighting last, how do you remain focused in that time to still be able to perform the way you do?
With one, it's different. So we have our medicals on the lead up to the fight. You know, it is a pretty full-on week. We have photo shoots and interviews, like big media days. And then we have our weigh-in at 8 at night, and then we still got a day, and then the next morning we get up and we fight. So I think, I can't remember, when I fought in Singapore, I was on at 7 in the morning. So we had to get up at 5 and get a coat at 8 mornings. So you can imagine, like, as well, you want to get a good night's sleep. With the nerve, you're not sleeping at night, then your alarm goes. Yeah. But you get up and you go. So it's, I kind of prefer it, because there's no long days to sit around and think about your fight. You just get up, have breakfast, get in a fight, and then you've got the whole day to watch the rest of the fights and then go and do what you want. They normally do an after party, so
yeah, works in your favour, I guess, fighting in the morning.
Yeah.
When you were on the local circuit, though, To sort of stick with that question, how did you stay focused to be able to perform that well?
I feel like I was I'm lucky enough to have had good people around me. So I have my dad, which is obviously, you know, I'm comfortable around him. We could just chill out like a normal day. You know, he makes it fun. Also, I took along a woman to corner me a few times called Vicky Church, and she's just a right laugh. I really feel like it's who you surround yourself with. And, you know, they've been in the fight scene for a long time. Vicky had fought herself, so she knew deep down how I was feeling or nervous. And I feel like if they could talk to you and, you know, make it as easy as possible, they know what the feeling's like. They've been through it loads. Yeah. And that's the kind of people you need to be around. It passes the time quick. So, yeah, that's what you need to do.
Yeah. Well, that was everything we had for you, Amber. Again, want to thank you for taking the time out to join us this evening. We really appreciate it. And we can't wait to see you in action.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for speaking.
Not a problem.
Cool.
Take care. Bye. See ya.
Thanks.
I love it!
It was super necessary.
Go now.